Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM, Bama Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, You Mob Too Deadly? All right, documentary premiere this Sunday, 23rd March on NITV, SBS and SBS On Demand, Skin in the Game. And that's Amali Silva reveals how we can make a nation safer for women through Australia's most loved sport with the documentary Skin in the Game, and deeply personalised high-stakes reckoning about the future of NRL, who we are as a nation. The intimate documentary premieres, like I said, on this Sunday. And Marley, a commentator and rising sports commentator and rugby league royalty, reveals the real story behind Australia's most loved sport with Skin in the Game, a deeply personalised high-stakes reckoning about the future of NRL. And she's the daughter of the all-time great of the sport, Rod Rocket Silver, and investigates the positive power of rugby league to shape us as a nation. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn. We have Marley on the line. Marley, good morning. How are you? Marley's not there. Threw me a dummy, Marley. We'll get Marley back and continue with the yarn, or start the yarn regarding Skin in the Game, a fantastic documentary. I don't know if you remember Rod Rocket Silver, played for the Bulldogs, elusive fullback he was. And there's his lovely daughter who's pushing the violence against women, and we need to protect our women. So look, a very important conversation. So looking forward to having yarn with Marley. I'll try again to see if we got her on the line. Marley, you there? Good morning.
Yes, I am.
Oh,
how
got
are
you?
You?
I'm well. Trevor here. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. We're good. A bit worried. It was ringing out there, so I'm glad we can hear.
Fantastic. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
So my mob are Gamilaroi and Dungati. My family come from Moree and Kempsey, but I have been born and raised on Darawal country south of Sydney in Cronulla.
All right. Big shout-out to all the mob there. Thank you very much. And, look, big shout-out to your deadly father, Rocket Silver, fantastic fullback there for Canterbury Bulldogs. Look, thank you for coming to the program, a very important space. We're talking about love and respecting our women and keeping them safe, and you're revealing how we can make a nation safer for women through Australia's most loved sport. We're talking rugby league, and with this documentary, Skin in the Game. So shed some light on this, please, Sister Marley.
Yeah, so Skin in the Game, it started as a project that I wanted to create in order to tell my dad's story, because he grew up in Western Sydney in a house that was unfortunately marred by domestic violence. And it was after my beautiful late grandmother gave him a footy and said, go out there and make something and get away from this, that he was able to pursue his dream and provide a better life that he wanted to be able to give to her, and then ended up, you know, building the platform for me and my sister to have the great life that we had. So in exploring that and in telling his story, we also thought about the fact that there's a horrific epidemic of violence that sees one of, you know, a woman die at the hands of her partner every 4 days in this country.
Yes.
And, you know, people listen when we talk about sport because we love our sport. And, you know, we can use the vehicle of rugby league to, you know, have these tough conversations and create positive change. We know that we have this incredible women's competition in the NRLW coming through, and the more that our female role models are spotlighted, the better it is for the next generation to know how strong and powerful and how much respect our women deserve. So that's what we hope to achieve with Skin in the Game.
Look, so powerful. When we talk about and the highlight and the focus is on youth crime, well, domestic violence is way up there above that. So we need more folks and need to love and respect our women. And when you look at the game of rugby league and then look at the status of NRL, even AFL, and how focused that is, sport, but a business as such, media's right focus on it. So, look, there's the platform. While we're here, before we kick off, let's talk about this important space and about love and respecting our women. So, look, more power to you, my sister, and good on you. Do you play the game yourself, Marley?
I wasn't allowed to play growing up, which is a real through line.
Kick it to me.
Yeah, true. Dad used to say this isn't a game for girls, but he's completely changed his tune.
Yes.
And so, to be completely honest with you, I was never very handy with the footy, so that's okay. Why they've got me on the sideline commentating the games with mine. Yeah. So I'm much better off with a microphone in hand than a footy, but. You know, my sister, she plays, and she can carry that torch for our family because I see how strong these girls are at a very close level, and I am way too scared to get tackled by them.
Well, exactly. And then you look at it, it becomes a platform. It's a sport, but then when we're talking about a state of origin for the girls, for the women's side, then you look at the women competition, there's the focus, there's the stars who are deadly footballers, and while we're interviewing you about your next game, let's talk about this space. Let's talk about love and respect and women, you know. So there is a captive audience and a great vehicle, as you mentioned.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's so cool that we now have these incredible women to point to as the role models and the example of the direction that we're heading. You know, there's so many incredible girls that I'm inspired by when I see them on the field, but, you know, they often are juggling jobs or kids or everything else as well as playing footy, and I think that's why they're such great inspirations for the next generation.
For sure, you know, and then you look at the likes of the our stars in the men's football. They're at the table. They're accessible to talk to and promote this space as well, aren't they?
Yeah, for sure. And I would say that, you know, especially our mob who are at the top of the men's game, your Latrell Mitchells, your Nico Hineses, and the like. They are great examples of what this generation of footy players are. They're people who give back to the community, who aren't afraid to be vulnerable, who aren't afraid to, talk about the importance of the incredible women in their lives who've made them who they are. I think that they give me so much hope, and that's why I feel so good about the direction that we're heading when it comes to rugby league.
Too deadly, my sister. Now, with this documentary, Skin in the Game, now being premiered on NITV, SBS and SBS On Demand this Sunday, 23rd March, 8:30 p.m. So whatever you got on, people, cancel it and sit at home with popcorns and watch it. And thank you for sharing, Marley.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to other people seeing Skin in the Game.
All the best, sis. You take care.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn, beautiful yarn. That's Marley Silver, and revealing how we can make a nation safer for women through Australia's most loved sport. That's rugby league, with the Skin in the Game as a documentary, and that's been premiered on Sunday, 23rd March, NITV, SBS, and SBS On Demand. And Marley Silver is the daughter of the all-time great of the sport, Rod Silver. And he played for the full Bulldogs back there. It's fullback, so fantastic and great to have that yarn. He's using sport as a tool, as the vehicle, to stamp out domestic violence and protect and love and respect our women. So there it is. Have your saying yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Oh, On your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
That I call home.
Caribbeans, that's Fred and Richard Kiwat, and a big shout out to all my family there. We're Dunley Island, Arab, thank you very much. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yana Strong, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball around here, Trevor Jim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. BBM, Bummer Bib Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Give us a call, 1-800-422-416. Going to catch up with, we go online, we got Tony Gibbs, Gordonvale, my brother. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good. Yeah, keeping dry, Trev, yourself.
I'm well. How are you travelling, mate? After your illness, you're back on your feet, back home, and all good.
Yeah, I'm not smoking cigarettes or anything.
Good on you.
I got to that point in life, 60 years. I'm okay, mate. I'm just on top of the world that I've recovered to.
Good on you. How'd you go? Did you go cold turkey with that, or how'd you travel with that?
Cold turkey. I locked myself in a room. I slept. If I want to get up, I just slept. And I did it for about a month.
Yeah.
And I've rehabbed myself. I just stopped smoking.
Good on you. Like I said, they're lung busters, and they're not good for your health, my brother. So we're promoting a good story here.
This cheap chop chop around, and some of it wasn't a very high quality. I'll do the favour and tell people, watch what they're smoking.
Yes.
And because there's different grades of it and stuff.
Yeah, go on.
I've got a really complicated thing in my head because the elections and that are looming that I just want to get out of. Have you ever heard of a schoolyard game? It's called like Pig in the Middle, bigger kids will get something and they'll take it off a little kid and they'll toss it back with them forward and that kid can't get it and they make them wild.
Yep. It's a bully type game.
It's a bully type game, mate. I want to relate that to the whole. You see, you're in Cairns there right now. It's Michael Healy's seat.
Yep, for state government, yes. Yeah, state government, that is, yep.
Yeah, right, you're there. And then I live in Gordonvale, and then we've had the ex-Met, Curtis Pitt left.
And Terry James is in there, former mayor. That's right, yep, Cairns. Alan P, that's right, yes. For the Mulgrave, it's called, Mulgrave. That is, yes, exactly. And Michael Hill, you mentioned, Cairns, he's Labor, yes.
Yeah, and we've got Terry James in Gordonvale. But the Cairns Regional Council is amalgamated with Gordonvale. So we've got one political seat here with two political parties in it. You see where I'm heading with this Pig in the Middle game?
And Cairns Regional Council is independent. They're not for any parties.
Yeah, yep. I understand that.
Okay. Yeah, great. And pig in the middle. Pig in the middle. Explain your story there.
Well, it doesn't matter what I do. I've done a power of writing, and I've got a letter back from. I'm waiting. I don't know what's going to happen with the human rights stuff I wrote. That was over 6 months ago. I got a letter back from the Crime and Corruption Commission, and I got correspondence back just because this is all to do with the cemetery and the remote. And
yes.
It's a hate crime. To me and the rest of the tribe pulling the crosses out of my... I mean, about me, my missus passed away and was in there and they pulled the cross out of her grave. That's a hate crime. You know, we got all this anti-Semitism. Well, this is like a home... It's a crime here. You know, I'm suffering because of it. And so I got a letter back from the Crime and Corruption Commission and I gave them a lot of information over the phone. It says, regarding whether there is sufficient evidence for a reasonable person to suspect corrupt conduct, for a suspicion to be reasonable, there needs to be more than a mere idle wondering or speculation.
Is that the response?
That's the response. I call it artificial intelligence. It's not human, mate. And it doesn't matter who I write to, the crime or what, it's Australian tribalism. They will all back each other up and make you the pig in the middle.
And that's how you portray it.
Well, mate, my mess has been nearly gone 5 years now, coming up to Easter.
Yeah.
And I kind of... And what's happened, the Cairns Council stripped all the graves of everything. The family come down and put crystals. It was like a butterfly and hung it on there. I mean, that was removed. Beautiful vase on the grave. It seemed to think that the people in the cemetery are running a second-hand shop. We want everything they're taking and stripping. And they've got new signs up there. Well, I told you that I was maybe could put these crosses in a pot and put them there. And so they've got guidelines for temporary memorials here and there. And a ridiculous amount of money they're wasting over one cross or two crosses in the cemetery. I want Albanese to hear about this. Other thing, I used to be a labour man when I was working and welding and boilermaking all around the country and doing the thing. And then I entered into the Murray world. And see, it leaves his face. Was just thinking about how different. I said last time, you know, I was joking. I want to be a hippie when I grow up. The hippies used to stop war, mate, and stuff. You know, and there's no
power,
treaty.
Power. Spread the love.
Yeah. We used to stop the war, but here, oh, mate, I'm losing it. It's really I'm not a crazy hippie. They used to stop the war. That's why I'm coming. I want to get this off my chest before you said last time I phoned up to get thing off my chest. I'm repeating. But the fact is I'm a conscientious objector and will not vote for anybody while there is no treaty in this country. You can understand that?
Yes.
Yes. I don't vote. And I'm not going to vote. You think I'm going to vote for any of these people that... caught in the ocean and their lives.
If you choose not to vote, then whoever gets elected, you've got to roll with it, don't you?
Well, I've got to roll with it, and I'm respecting the Murrays that want for years, wanted, got the vote, but I'm in a different position.
Yes.
Because I'm a Migaloo that's lived in the Murray world, and I know the atrocities are perpetuated against us here, and it is. This is just another case of institutional racism, but it's a hate crime. And when I hear all these politicians on the anti-Semitism, this and this and that, this is Australia. I'm sick of all this American stuff and anti-Semitism. This is Australia, and there's a Murray woman, a great woman, who's been kept quiet. and has done the same work as Mabo, but her material, which I have, never been looked at because everything is so corrupt and no one wants to look at it because it's a criminal colony. It's come from commies, prisoners of Mother England. It's grown from that. And everything is corrupt. And they hate me because, well, I'm tired, mate. I'm tired of all the rioting. I'm wasting my time. And all I'm doing is giving them jobs and they do reviews and then they suggest I should do this. I'm supplying all these people with work. And all I'm trying to do is let my missus rest in peace and I can rest in peace in the time I got left.
Making right.
But anyway, I think I've said all I want to say today.
Got off your chest, yeah, my brother. Thank you very much, Tony. Stay strong.
But I'd like Albanese to understand this. People are creating curses on themselves for what they're doing. And I'm specifically talking about Division 1 and other stuff going on. I can't do it in the short time I've got, you know, so you want a holiday, you can...
Using a vehicle, you're using National Talkback program. Thanks, Tony, and we'll be in touch, mate.
Bye.
Thanks, brother. Tony Gibbs, regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. You too can get off your chest, 1-800-422-416. You can also text a brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget a Facebook page of BBM 987FM. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Too deadly.
Moran boy got it.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide and listen. See it, be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416-98.7 FM BBM.
Yeah, thank you very much. Juruju, this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trevor, Murray from the Curry, host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Have your say. And we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob. All right, let's look at headlines. Perth Now, an Indigenous-owned distillery born over a few drinks. A First Nations-owned business is one of Australia's most celebrated producers of organic spirits after a rollercoaster journey on the road to success. And a nice shot here of Stephen Grace and Kira Daly's Beech Tree Distillery is among Australia's most awarded. It was a conversation over a few drinks that sparked the inception of Beech Tree Distillery and owners Kira Daly and Steve Grace to take the leap from their day jobs to business owners. Standing proudly in Caloundra on Queensland's Sunshine Coast, the Organics Distillery is now among Australia's most awarded. But the story of the First Nation-owned business begins well before the conversation that set the plans in motion. Miss Daly's father is a farmer, particularly interested in native plants, while her mother made sure to connect her to her Italian roots through winemaking and distilling. These traditions combined with local organic and indigenous ingredients became a core passion. I was taught growing up that when you have a native, it should be pure. You don't want to have mixed chemicals or preservatives, things like that. The Bundjalung woman told. Miss Ray's passion began to playing around with native ingredients out bush with the background in engineering distilling equipment and using process that is unique. The Camelloria man admits he's a perfectionist with each batch. I'm very passionate about it, says the master distiller. At the end of the results, it's me, it's mine, it represents me and us, and I believe it has to be perfect. Beech Tree brings together a pair's long-held passion for their traditions and love ingredients from Australian soil. Even the name Beech Tree is inspired by its local location and the history that it goes with. The meaning of Caloundra in the local Kabi language is placed by beech trees. So Beech Tree is a nod to those roots. Each bottle adds to the story and pays homage to the past. I bring the influence of 65,000-year heritage, Mr. Grace said. Without the ancestors backing me up, I wouldn't be able to do what I do. Over the years, Ms. Daly said she's learned to trust the master distiller's instincts with a number of his handcraft drops, winning gold at the World Gin Awards, World Wine and Spirit Competition, and World Vodka Awards. Mr. Grace has certainly earned his trust. Beech Tree was also named Craft Producer of the Year of 2024, Icons of Gin Awards, but the journey hasn't always been easy for the small First Nation-owned business in a tough industry. The pair established Beech Tree in 2020, with Miss Daly describing that came next as a roller coaster with COVID-19 lockdowns and 2022 floods disrupting the operation. They invested everything in their business, staying with family while the distillery found its feet. Sometimes I look back on those moments and think, what was I thinking, she said. But if we hadn't done it, we'd be probably sitting there going, what would have happened if we'd started a business and talked about over drinks. The only way we're going to know this pans out is if we continue the journey and see where it takes us. And congratulations. Success breeds success. Fantastic. And stepping outside your comfort zone, that's what it's all about. Everything you want in life is outside your comfort zone. And there you got brother Mr. Grace there and Ms. Currie there working together and making it happen. Too deadly. Success story there. So have your say, Yarnup Strong. If you've got a success story, give us a call, 1-800-422-416. All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Don't forget that number, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black.
Yesu ni namunika kaya. Hapa ni nukuna kana parapari
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and go across nation thanks to NERS. Look at other news here, headlines, ABC News, WA government failing to provide closing the gap data, native title holders say. A week on from the latest closing the gap data, a major native title body in Western Australia's north has accused the WA government of failing to honour a key pillar of the national agreement. The pillar committed to increased data collection and sharing allowed communities to track their own wellbeing indicators across employment, culture, justice, healthcare and housing. But the Yamaji Malpa Aboriginal Corporation, WIMAC, which represents traditional owners in the Midwest and Pilbara, said the state government had not handed over data it requested in July last year following an on-country meeting between stakeholders. We've had small responses from different ministers, but mostly nothing. Pilbara Aboriginal Health Alliance Chief Executive Ashley Councillor, had said it's hurtful because it shows the lack of respect they have for the integrity of how we've come to form the call to action. We'd love to an all-government response to our solution, especially from the Premier, saying these are the departments who can collaborate with you. WA Premier Roger Cook was Chief Executive of WIMAC in the early 2000s and served as the Policy Coordinator for the WA Government Aboriginal Native Title Working Group. In a statement, WIMAC has said it received two letters from the WA Aboriginal Affairs Minister, Tony Butti, and deceiving last year, they contained no detailed reporting. This decision once again left communities across both regions in the dark, created the feeling their concerns after being ignored, the statement read. So up in the air and no response is how the First Nation people in WA and Northern region feel. So there it is. And that's through the ABC News. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. 8 minutes left on program. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
To pay tribute to all the women across this land. We want to say thank you. It's because of you we can. You raised us from babies to the people we are today. Strong because of you. Now we
Beautiful track, beautiful track. That's Natasha Eldridge there, Because of Her We Can, which was one of our themes for NAIDOC there a couple of years ago. And big shout out, Natasha. Hope you're well. And yeah, Because of Her We Can. All our love and respect to all our beautiful women out there. Our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our aunties. Stay strong, girls. This is your daily program, National Talk Back. Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry, about to sign off. Thank you very much for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. And that daily number, 1-800-422-416. 1 hour program, National Talk Back, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. And big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country, the Big Island, Australia. Keep doing what you're doing, your mob. Stay strong, stay black, stay deadly, and we'll yarn soon. Take care.
My breath away.